You have a front row seat out the door to this building that you're in. You see strange, shambling shapes moving on the cobblestones. We've only hinted at this in every game that we've played. It's here. The streets are darkening as the sun begins to set, and these large things, there seem to be three of them out there right now, and they are moving quickly, more quickly than they should at their size. You don't have any idea what they are, but people are running. People are running away from them. The closest one of these things knocks into one of those market stalls, and the cloth that was above it falls on the goods and on one of the people in it as they try to scramble away from it.
Becros will do his best to sense which of these three is the closest, and then with a curt get them to safety, sprints off in that direction.
You sprint off towards the closest one of these things. What are Lodi and Nikisa doing?
Lodi goes to Aster's side and is looking out the window at the three shambling forms. Do not go back to the temple. It is not safe there.
We left all of the weapons at the temple.
It is not safe.
What can we do here? What are those things?
I don't know. I do know that they are very strong in the dark side. And I received an SOS from the temple.
Remember how you didn't win Hask over? Hask says,
how dangerous are these things?
I think the most dangerous thing about them at the moment is they're unknown.
You three.
Indicates the three other farmers with him.
Come with me. We're going to the tower.
And Hask pulls out a blaster that he had hidden on him the whole time.
Yep.
And go out one of those side doors and are going to try to make their way to the bell tower, which you can hear is now ringing an emergency bell. I think we're probably rolling initiative, right?
Right.
Ekros probably is.
Yeah, we're rolling initiative.
Vigilance are cool.
I think you know what's coming. I think it's cool.
Okay. This might be one of my only characters with ranks in cool.
I do have a rank in cool as well. So.
I gotta stop describing Becros as deciding to charge in headfirst into danger. His cool is too green.
Nice.
His vigilance is too green and yellow.
Y'all still did pretty well.
I will say up front, I totally accept the consequences of charging in at an unknown enemy. I do understand what that can mean.
So these shambling mounds of what look like plant life and vines, thorny whips coming off of them, are moving through the center of the city. People running this way and that, trying to get away from them as you hear their calls for
meat, flesh.
You three and your allies have the first slots.
Well, jeez. Lodi's walking out the door.
Okay, and?
Have you tried the keto? It's a local delicacy.
It whips its, what must be its face towards you and says,
keto!
And tilts its head towards you, sensing something.
Yep, get you a nice dish of keto.
You smell like a nice dish.
There's really no need to cause a panic over just being a little hungry.
Your words are not working.
I know.
You have its full attention.
Nobody doesn't know that.
And it looms over you.
I'm not walking up to it. I'm a good distance away. I'm in between it and anybody else coming out of the building, though. Like, say, the royal party.
You got in front of the royal party? I'm not sure you were able to do that.
Oh, I will straight up jump over them to be in between the royal party and these shambling mounds.
You smell like a tasty treat for the Drengir.
I can promise you I do not taste that good. Nobody does, honestly. But Kido does. So I keep its focus on me, and I just sort of move around the square in the opposite direction of the royal party's ship, so that it just sort of follows me, hopefully.
What would you like to roll? Are you rolling to keep its attention, or are you doing something else?
I'm rolling to keep its attention. I am being a nice distraction.
You don't have to.
Why don't I have to?
Because you've got something that not everybody else around here has.
There's like five people in that party that has.
Yeah, but you're stronger than them. You're trained. You've been doing this with a master and learning the Jedi ways.
I see.
And you were somehow able to leap over the royal party. Mm-hmm. Beckwith couldn't even do that.
Yeah.
Still mad about it.
He's salty.
You were trying to leap into the royal party. Difference.
That's true.
That's true.
Also, they know me.
That's true. That's also true.
They don't know you. I'm just gesturing to the royal party to skedaddle, please. I suppose, what am I rolling for this thing? If I already have its attention.
What do you want to do? Do you want to smack it with a beam of light? You want to do something forcey?
How long have you been lurking about on the planet?
It tilts its head-ish thing.
We've been here for 24 suns. Time enough to taste the many varied fauna of this place. But now it is time for treats. Time for meat.
No, it's not. And Lodi ignites her lightsaber. But still, they have to strike first. And they haven't done so. They've just been vaguely menacing.
Yeah, they're not going to strike first because they have the last initiative spot.
Yeah, I know.
Citizens, for sure. You've seen
They've
that.
They've been striking citizens.
Yeah. And as you ignite your lightsaber, it rears up.
You won't put us away again.
Again.
You dark lords with your laser swords.
I think you have us confused.
Meanwhile, the other two are.
Yeah. I want to know what the other two are doing.
Zekros is on a full-on sprint to the closest one with his lightsabers drawn, and he's going to slice it as soon as humanly possible.
Yep. The furthest one, then, has taken down one of those tents with a vendor selling, and you can see the cloth of it draped over whatever they were selling and the moving shape of a person trying to get out of it, while this monster pushes its tendrils under the cloth trying to reach for the person. You see it wrap one around a leg and start dragging this person out from under the tent.
Gonna chop that tentacle off.
Okay, rolling.
Let's see.
It has one defense.
I'm trying to remember, because it's been a little while. Becros wields two lightsabers. They are paired weapons.
Take the difficulty of the more difficult one with the ability of whichever one you have a lower ability of, but they're the same.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have to use advantages to hit twice.
So their paired weapon will decrease the advantage. I'm just trying to remember if I need to increase the difficulty.
You do not need to increase the difficulty. You just have to use the difficulty of the one that is harder to use. And I do think there is the old one is more difficult to use, right?
Yes, it has two. It adds two setback to all the combat checks made with it.
But these creatures are silhouette 2.
Okay.
I don't think that's going to help you, actually, because you are silhouette 1 and not silhouette 0.
All right, so we've got a yellow and a green, two purple, and three black on slicing this thing.
Ooh.
Four failures and four advantage.
You slice at this thing's thorny vines, and it twists them aside as your lightsaber comes close. Ideas for your advantages.
Do I have to hit to activate Sunder?
Yes.
But I don't want that to be the case. I think with Becros's intention here, he's got his attention on the tendrils that have gone under the tent to try and grab whoever's underneath. And swinging both his lightsabers, he's unable to connect as they move out of the way. And as a result, he's able to kind of get in between the tendrils and throw the tent off the person and help them up and kind of shove them away.
Yeah, and they begin to limp away. You can see a puncture wound in their leg from where one of these thorns went in. They sort of clutch it as they limp away from you. Who's next? Becros has gone in, lightsaber swinging.
That's what he does.
As he is wont to do.
Mechanical question right now.
Yep.
For range.
Yes.
What is the initial range usually of the force power?
It depends on the force power. Most suppress. Of them are engaged, but which one is it?
Suppress.
User may spend a pip to automatically add a failure to force power checks made against them or an ally within short range. So any force power that's made against you or one of your other teammates.
Okay.
Or any of the gold people for that matter.
Okay.
As long as they're about as far as... I think Lodi's probably within short range and the... Noble Court people are within short range. I think Becros is a little bit further away at this point.
Okay. For suppress, can I use it on the creatures to suppress their dark side energy? Since it's like, it seems to be like, it's not like fully, let's say, intentional that they are tossing dark side at us, but we are feeling the effects of it and we're getting creeped out by it. So that means that they are using dark side. So that means they can suppress it, right?
Mm-hmm. They're putting out sort of an aura of fear right now.
Okay.
Probably should have made you all roll fear checks at the start of this, but I think...
Too little, too late.
It's too late for that.
Becros is too dumb to be scared anyway.
I think what we can do is have you thematically use it without actually using your ability and part of your turn to do it, because they're not using any force powers, but I think it would be cool if you did that without wasting any parts of your turn to do it.
Okay, so yeah, that's what we're gonna work narratively our way into doing.
Okay, so what does Nikisa do?
Okay, so we all have been feeling that dark energy creeping in, surrounding us, and funny enough, it wasn't coming right away from the advisors. Like for a second, she initially thought, and then you know. Squiggly tentacly monsters are outside. So she's like, oh, that's where it's coming from. Let's reduce that. Let's level the field a little. So yeah, basically she's gonna try and see with her force eyes this dark energy and try to suppress as much as she can within her abilities.
How does that look to us as we watch Nikisa? Nikisa sees the force as almost like circuitry, things connecting other things.
Yes. I'm thinking like in her eyes, at least, it almost looks like a defragmenting thing. Remember like back in the days when you would defragment a disc and it would just like touch, disappear, and condense?
Yep.
So that's basically how it feels for her. She's like, what pieces can I condense and like make it easier to manipulate and delete.
Removing data.
Yes.
From the environment.
Yes.
Okay.
So she's basically defragmenting the force right now.
And I think those of you who are outside the Capitol buildings see that third one that wasn't paying attention to either of you look toward the building. And the advisors and whoever is inside the building and start moving towards it. What would you like to do with the rest of your turn?
What else can I do? Like what kind of actions do I still have?
You can have your full turn. You can do, I mean, move towards one of them. You could start sneaking around, probably doing that.
So right now, position wise, I see the map here with the three. Where is Lodi and where is Becros within this formation?
Lodi is near the closest one, I believe, and Becros is the second closest one.
Okay, so we're not, like, right now, we still haven't managed to form a
Becros
circle.
Might actually be the furthest one out, because I described the furthest one out going after the people in the tents.
Okay.
So, yeah, this last one, the one that's closest to the tower, is okay. Now moving towards the Capitol building.
Okay, so because I was basically in front of the building that we were inside, I'm going to start walking towards the tower, kind of like creating a triangulation on these creatures based on Becros and Lodi's position. I'm going to try almost work into a getting them all together and not let them spread out.
Okay.
Because I feel like if we circle them, it's going to be easier for us to attack them from the flanks if they are, like, back to back to back.
Okay.
Yeah. And meanwhile, I'm doing force stuff.
All right. So you walk out of the front of this building. You manipulate the force as you move towards this last creature. Lodi.
Is it my turn?
You didn't take any actions.
I didn't take any actions. Becros has got that one guy covered. Don't like that limp. Are there any other townsfolk or any other citizens, civilians, people I need to protect?
Many of them have cleared the area, but there are still people scrambling. This is the battle scene from a Star Wars movie. I think there's probably like some people like on the sidelines, like trying, like gesturing, like for people to run towards them. People like with open doors, trying to get people to come in their buildings. There's probably we get a couple of like flashes between Becros fighting this thing of like a crying kid. And then the mom runs up and scoops them up and they run towards one of the nearby buildings. I think there are still a number of people out on the streets. And there are also the noble court. Those people are still here.
Yeah, that one is moving pretty much directly towards the noble court.
Yeah. So there's a good feast to be had between you and the advisors.
I would like to shove the Drengir I'm talking to and the Drengir that has started moving hungrily towards the royal court. I would like to use... See, I'm saying I would like to use the move power to hold them in place, but there is a power for that called bind.
Yeah.
Why it's a different power? No, I don't know.
So you want to move. You want to move them.
Yep. I could just hold them up in the air.
You could. Can you hold the silhouette two thing?
I think Lodi needs to take their blasters. I mean, thorns.
You rip the thorns off of them. Yes.
Yeah, sure.
And each of those thorns turns into a new... baby Drengir.
Okay, I guess I am rolling a force die.
Roll that force die.
Come on, force die. Two light side points.
It's gonna do it. What do you do?
I grab the two Drengir, the one that I'm speaking with and the one that is moving with intent towards the royal party in the Capitol building, and I lift them up the ground and hold them there. I lift them pretty high, honestly, and then I just hold them there. Lightsaber pointed out, just one hand raised. I mean, what else am I supposed to do with them, Mark? What do you want me to do? You want me to throw them towards the running townspeople?
Yes. How close are you to the closest one?
Short range. So I guess medium range on one, short range on the other.
Not within,
I don't know,
within lightsaber distance.
I am not within lightsaber distance.
Okay, cool. Hask and a group of Nar Hippins exit the back of the Capitol building and make their way quietly and quickly through the alley and around a building towards the tower, and they get to the base of it. The group of advisors, along with three guards, make their way towards the ship on the southwest side of town, moving through an alleyway and getting almost out of sight. The remaining noble court guards stay and ready their blasters, pointing them towards one of these floating Drengir. They let loose a volley of fire that misses widely. The Drengir just slightly too far from where they're currently standing. The last Drengir, the one engaged with Bekros, not floating in the air, whips its thorny vines towards the Jedi. Bekros, defense?
I believe he gets one because of his lightsabers. And his special lightsaber does things, right?
What does the special lightsaber do?
Either makes things more difficult for me or does something special. Let's see. Nope, yeah, it doesn't do anything. It makes things more difficult to attack with this lightsaber.
Fun.
I do get reflect automatically with it, though.
Is reflect against blasters?
Yeah, let's see. Strain for reflect and parry reduced by one. And I do believe
okay, parry. So parry is going to reduce damage done to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
If it can even hit me. I mean, I'm pretty
But cool. it can with two successes and a triumph.
Ooh.
So it whips these thorny vines towards you and catches you in the side. One of them just, it feels like it just like digs under your ribs and is going to deal 5 damage. As it does that, you, distracted by the hit, do not see the vines go beneath your feet and in between the cracks of the ground, of the cobblestones on the ground here. And it brings them up, and the stones of the ground scatter all over the place. And we are now in difficult terrain.
We are now, all of us, or we are like that little area where that one was.
It is the majority of the space that you're in.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The center of this square is now difficult terrain.
Okay.
And it's back around to the top.
Okay. Well, I don't even have parry, so...
I mean, what's your soak? You're fine.
I got 4 soak. I'm okay.
You only took 1 hit. Oh, 2. 3, because of 2 successes. So 5, 6, 7. Who would like to go?
Well, Lodi is very busy maintaining her focus on holding these 2 Drengir up in the air.
Great.
Bekros' choice is easy. It's slice the thing that's hurting him.
Yeah. So I guess it's Bekros' turn since he just got poked. He's like, I go stabby stab. Let him go first.
Like he got slappy slapped.
I got slappy slapped.
Okay. I thought he got poked with the.
No, none of those things got too pokey.
Okay.
I forgot to mention it did have Pierce 1.
Ow.
Yeah, sorry.
Ow.
All right, so stabby?
Yes. So first thing we're going to do is I'm going to spend a maneuver for imbue item.
Okay.
I can commit. I suffer 1 strain, and I will commit 1 of my 2 force dice to grant my lightsaber with blast.
Oh, man.
It's Bekros' favorite move.
Yeah, it is.
And then he's still engaged, so yeah.
Nice.
I didn't even get any advantages, just the watch.
Just nothing.
Wow. He just stares at the tentacly creatures like, hey, that was not cool.
No, I think Bekros does the most Jedi thing possible, and he waves his lightsabers around wildly without connecting to anything.
All right. Yeah. So as you swing your lightsabers, those vines retract from the ground. They move back from where it hit you, back into the body of this large thing. Who's next? Do you want to take a maneuver?
The imbue was 1.
All right. And you could take 2 strain, and it can't be move because you need to use 2 maneuvers to move because we're in difficult terrain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. He's not going to run away from a fight.
Okay.
Fights until he passes out. That's how this works.
This is the way. This is Path of the Storm. Fight until you can't fight anymore, which is usually pretty quick.
Yeah, it's a round or 2 more.
Yeah.
Bekros will be down.
All right, so Bekros is gone. Who would like to go next?
I will make a call while straining to hold these two creatures up in the air.
All right, so they're each silhouette two. You're going to take four strain.
Joy. One, two, three, four. Could do that for three more rounds.
Despite size mattering not, you take strain for that.
Yeah. And I make a call to our beloved Captain Luna Dross.
Yeah, the comlink channel opens up. You can hear the sounds of engine that you hadn't noticed over the commotion from town. But now that you can concentrate on it, you can hear them off in the distance in the southeast side of town.
Everything all right? I got the SOS and was about to head back to the temple.
Everything is not okay. There are these plant things calling themselves the Drengir, soaked in the dark side. I assume this is what's also going on at the temple. I was going to ask you to maybe shoot the ones that I'm holding up in the air, but somebody should probably go to the temple.
I think
who knows how many more of these things
there are.
Before
you even say that, she says,
I tried to reach out to Starlight, but couldn't get in contact.
Joy.
So you want me to go back to the temple?
Yes, please.
And if you can shoot something in the way.
Roger that.
Can Luna do both? Can she go to the temple, but, you know, fly over the city and shoot before she keeps Hattie?
How high up in the air can I lift these things?
How high do you want to lift them?
I want to lift them pretty high.
Like, tell me how high, and I'll tell you how much strain you have to take to do it.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. It's already so much strain.
How high can she do it without extra strain?
As high as they are right now.
So 15 feet.
You want to lift them as high as the tower? Three stories up? I think you're going to take another four strain.
Oof.
That would make for easier shooting, though, wouldn't it?
Probably.
How? Four strain?
Yeah.
Well, one will hope that it would hurt them if I dropped them. I'll flip a light side point.
Yeah, at this point, you know.
The force is with you.
And take my strain back.
So what does this look like as Lodi strains to lift these Drengir as high as possible?
She already had her hand outstretched, palm upwards, fingers splayed out as if she was lifting something exceedingly heavy, which she is doing. And she just lifts her hand up higher, eyes closing in concentration, the tendrils of her head flaring out, almost like a halo, I guess, as these two Drengir lift higher and higher and higher into the air until they're almost level with the top of the tower. And she says into her comm, on your way to the temple, if you could shoot these two giant plants in the air, I would greatly appreciate it.
You hear the frustrated sounds of these things as they struggle against the grip that you have on them, as they grunt and yell, and you hear the engines of a ship roar. Nikisa.
Okay. She's not doing. Not going first.
NPC takes the last slot. Thank you for listening to this episode of Path of the Storm. I'm your GM and host for this season, Mark, and you can find my podcast, Coruscant Nights, and The Other Place, wherever you listen to podcasts. Be sure to check out Nightcast Creative on YouTube, where we play a variety of games with many of the voices you hear on this show. Becros is played by Andrew from Dicey Cantina. Be sure to check out Dicey Cantina's latest show, The Foxglove Letters, out now, wherever you get your podcasts. Lodi is played by Erica Goodwitch. You can find Erica on the newest season of Heroes of the Hydean Way. Check out goodwitchstudios.com for more from Erica. And Nikisa is played by Isabella Jones. Thank you to Nikki and Zach for lending their voices to this episode. This episode of Path of the Storm was produced by Nightcast Creative. For info on all of our shows, RPGs, and everything else we do, visit nightcastcreative.com.